United we stand. And as I speak, I'm going to emphasize certain words, certain phrases, and there's reasons why that I'm going to do this, because I want you to think about where we are as a nation today. I want you to listen closely, listen to the words, because I'll pause and I'll accentuate certain words, because there's a reason why I'm doing that. We gather here this morning together, united we stand, to remember those brave men and women who have served and are currently serving this great nation that we call the United States of America. That may be something in the future that we're not going to be able to say. The United States of America. Today is a time to remember and honor. No matter how much we possess, no matter how much we have in this country, it is due to and it's because of young men and women that at one point in time either were drafted or enlisted in the United States Armed Forces. And so they left the comfort of their homes. They had to pick up and were deployed, moved, had to live elsewhere, away from family. And some of us even endured combat. So today is a time that we want to remember. What is Veterans Day? We hear it quite often at this course around this time of the year. And so many of the young men and women had dreams. They had dreams. They had desires in their hearts like all of us do. We want the American dream. And if we don't remember them and honor them, what a tragedy and a disgrace that we, those of us that remain living, that if we should ever forget what they gave, what they laid down so that you and I could enjoy the ability to meet here this morning. And these people that have given us what we have, they have a name. They're called veterans. We honor Americans' broken hearts, the hearts that were stilled in the cause of freedom, and the broken hearts of the loved ones they left behind. These men and women, they have a name. They're called veterans. And just like we saw on the video, and so on Veterans Day, and I want to tell you this, and I get a little irritated about this, and we should. Whether you're a veteran or not, you should be irritated about the fact that on Veterans Day, I'm going to tell you, today, Veterans Day is not about a sale at Walmart. Veterans Day is not about a sale at JCPenney. Veterans Day is not about a discount at Sears. Veterans Day should be about and always remain about veterans. That's what it's called, Veterans Day. It's not about a sale somewhere where they use men and women who have fought, been wounded, have died, and are living with traumas in their minds today. And yet we want to commercialize that day, which should remain sacred and honorable, so that we can promote a sale. I don't like that, and I've let several of the stores know that. If you want to use our name, veterans, to promote a sale in your establishment, when a veteran comes in and he can identify himself as a veteran with an ID card or something, give him something in the store for free. And still refrain from using Veterans Day to sell stuff. I don't like that. It's dishonorable to me. And I feel that it's a dishonor to all veterans. And this day, Veterans Day is not about what political party you are with or represent. It's not about your religious affiliation or your ethnic background. It's still called Veterans Day. We need to know that. We need to remember that. And we are all heirs to the rights articulated in our Constitution and reaffirmed by our courageous men and women of every generation who have struggled to secure justice and equality for all. For all. We are all forever indebted to the millions of Americans in uniform, past and present, who have shed their blood to defend our freedom and preserve our values across America and around the globe, even as I speak. Those people that are doing that, they have a name, and they're called veterans. They're called veterans. That's what they do. We can never afford to lose our love for our country. We can never afford to lose our love for our country. We can never afford to lose our love for our country. And I'm going to keep going until somebody says amen. Amen. We can never afford to lose our love for our country. Please hear me. This is about you and me. It's about us. It's about we as Christians. It's about us as a nation. There's things that's going on right now. Do you know that there's a movement underfoot? We've already got rid of God. There he goes. He's preaching now. He's supposed to do a veteran service. This is veteran service. They have gotten rid of God just about. We ain't allowed to say God. We're not allowed to pray in Jesus' name. The chaplains in the United States Armed Forces today, chaplains, I are one, I know what I'm talking about. They are not allowed to pray over a wounded or dying soldier. If I'm down here laying hands on a dying soldier and I want to pray for him, I cannot invoke the name of Jesus Christ over a dying soldier. Not allowed. I know what I'm talking about. I didn't have to Google that. There's a movement afoot in this country that they're trying to ban that flag from every and any institution, activity, public. They want to ban the United States American flag. How do you think that makes us veterans feel? We fought for that flag. We went to war, if necessary, for that flag. People gave 20 and 30 years of their life for that flag. Now, you young people in here, listen. And parents and grandparents, if you're not teaching your young kids, your children, if your children don't know what a veteran is, I want you to ask them. Do you know what a veteran is? And if they say no, shame on you. I got a nephew that lives, I can say this because I was born and raised in West Virginia, so I'm a hoopie. I went to visit my hoopie nephew who lives way down there in West Virginia where them people called Hatfields and McCoys still live. When I pulled up in his driveway, because I have a Purple Heart. What is a Purple Heart given for? For what? Means somebody got shot or wounded or shrapnel or something. They got wounded in combat? You mean you had to actually like guns and stuff and hand grenades and stuff? Somebody got wounded. My nephew came out and he says to his little boy, he was about 7 years old, and he said to his son, Luke, look at Uncle Jack's license plate. Tell me what that is. He said, oh, Daddy, that's a Purple Heart. This is a little kid, lives down in West Virginia. And then his dad asked him, he said, okay, so that's a Purple Heart. What's it mean? How did Uncle Jack get that? Daddy, that means that he was wounded in a war. I was beside myself. A little 7-year-old boy. But you know why he knew? Because his parents taught him. Listen, we're losing so much in this country. We're losing rights, freedoms every day. And a lot of it is because people aren't standing up. And myself as a veteran, I'll always stand up. I stand for Jesus. And I stand for the rest of the men and women in this country that are willing to serve so that you and I can be free. Patsy and I served over 20 years in communist Vietnam as missionaries. Over there, they can't do what you and I are doing because it's a communist controlled country and they're not permitted to serve Jesus Christ. And if they do, it's a possibility the cost of their life. Our enemies, and we have enemies, our enemies may burn our flag, but they can never burn what lies deeply embedded within our hearts. And this is that we are Americans and we are her veterans. I'm a very statistical person. I do a lot of reading because I'm a public speaker, not in just churches, but everywhere. I need to know what I'm talking about. Because if I stand up and say something, I need to be able to back up what I said. And just like what I told you about the movement that's underfoot to ban the flag. In the United States of America, how hideous is that? But it's going on. Our enemies are burning our flag. And this, we are Americans. In this country right now, Americans, it's almost to the tipping point to right now in the United States of America, Americans are the minority people group in the United States. I don't like what that guy just said. I don't either. But we better grab a hold of something. We'd better grab a hold of something. Know who you are in Christ first. Know who you are in Jesus Christ first. Because that is being chipped away. I made a statement in a church that I preached at 2 weeks ago in Charleston, West Virginia. And I made this statement, and I'll make it here. I'm not a prophet, but I believe what I'm going to say is true. There's going to come a day, and it's not far off, where when you go out to eat and you're sitting in a restaurant and you bow your head to pray, they'll come to you and they'll escort you out or they'll ask you to leave because you cannot do that here. You cannot pray in public. It's no longer permitted. That's why veterans do what they do. That's why veterans, we are preservers. Veterans are preservers. They go and lay their life on the line if necessary to preserve the freedoms that we possess. In John, the book of John, it says that greater love hath no man than this, that he would lay down his life for his friends. They were referencing Jesus, and in Vietnam, I experienced that firsthand. Several of my fellow Marines died helping to protect me so that I could live. I experienced that firsthand. Greater love has no man than this, that he would lay down his life, if necessary, for his friends. That's what veterans do. That's who veterans are. That's who we are. When we put on a uniform and we represent the United States of America, we're serious. We take it very seriously. When I signed on that dotted line, I took it very seriously. I wasn't drafted. I enlisted. Because I came from a family of very patriotic people. All my uncles and everybody had fought in the wars and World War II and everything. And then it came my turn. Young 18-year-old kid. There was something happening overseas in some kind of a country called Vietnam or something. I wanted to do my part. I'm a patriot. That's what patriots do. I had nieces and nephews and a little baby sister. I wanted to make sure she could grow up. And for the World War II veterans, and my brother sitting right back there, that World War II veteran right there, sir, I thank you for men like you that fought and kept the communists away from the shores of America so that little Jack Ernest could grow up in a free country and I wouldn't have to learn how to speak Japanese or German. Amen. And for that, I salute you, brother. You see, he enlisted and he served because there was something in him that was instilled in him by his father or grandfather that this country is worth fighting for. It's worth fighting for. You see, Jesus gave his life so that those of us that would be willing to accept him as our commander-in-chief can have a life and we can have it more abundantly. The army of God has no draftees. The army of God, you see, it's hard for a Marine to say army, but the army of God has no draftees. If you're going to be a Christian, you're going to be a born-again Christian, you come into the family of God willingly. You're not forced, you're not drafted, you're not drugged and threatened. Jesus said, if you want to be part of me, you come to me. And so we become born again and we become part of the family of God, the army of God, and then Jesus becomes our commander-in-chief. And if you want to know what rank Jesus was, the Bible refers to Jesus as the captain of our salvation. And then after his death and resurrection, he became the commander-in-chief. And he still holds that title today. It's become popular now. It has become popular in our society for men and women who have served to wear some sort of hat with a embroidery on it that says World War II or Vietnam or Korea or wherever or Iraq, Afghanistan. Sometimes you'll see a tattoo or sometimes they'll wear a shirt that denotes that they're a veteran. So I want to ask something of you today. Young people, are you listening to me? Are you listening? Because there's going to be a test. Before you can eat, I'm going to give you a test. When you see, now listen to me, when you see a man or a woman and they're wearing a hat that says Army or Air Force or Marines or Navy or Coast Guard or a shirt that says Iraq or Afghanistan, World War II, Vietnam, are you listening? I want you to go to that person and I want you to extend either your feeble old hand or your young little hand and I want you to look at that person and say, listen, I want to thank you for fighting for my freedom. I want to thank you, sir or ma'am, for having served our country. They still need to hear that. It still does something. I've done that to several people, thousands probably. And there's been tears. I've seen tears in people's eyes just simply because I said, I want to thank you for serving our country. I'm proud of you. I appreciate what you did. Thank you. And I've seen people with tears in their eyes. Make it a point to do that. Make it a point to do that. Something else. Don't try and tell me that I can't say in God we trust. Not a good thing. And don't try to tell me that I can't say the Pledge of Allegiance to our flag. They're trying to stop it. But don't tell me that. And don't tell me I can't place my hand over my heart or salute Old Glory when she passes by. Don't tell me it's no longer proper to wear a flag or a lapel pin and say I'm an American. You see, because I'm proud to be an American. I'm very, very proud. I'm proud to be an American. And I'm very, very proud to be a veteran. I'm proud that I served this country. There's some of these medals I wish I hadn't acquired, but that's how it is. And you know something else? How many Vietnam veterans we got in here? Can I see your hands? Aha. I want you to know this. We're proud to be Vietnam veterans. You see, because there was a time when Vietnam veterans were the stench of society. Because they say, we lost America's first war. I'm here to tell you that ain't true. We did not lose the war in Vietnam. The United States government withdrew their troops from Vietnam. I wasn't done fighting yet. We never lost any battles that we fought in Vietnam. We took every hill that they put in front of us, and I'm not talking about just us, everybody that fought. We never lost the war in Vietnam, but they said we did, and they were ashamed of us when we come home. And I'm here to tell you, I'm proud to be an American, and I'm proud to be a Vietnam veteran. Right. Yeah. I want to address one more thing. I want you to know that you're here and you served in the United States Armed Forces. And maybe you weren't deployed into a combat theater, a combat situation. I want you to know this. If you wore the uniform that represents one of the services of the United States of America, I honor you. You are a veteran. A lot of men and women who have put on a uniform but weren't sent into a combat zone or never deployed overseas, you're still to be honored. I've had so many people come to me and say, well, I don't feel like I did anything. And I ask them, was you in the military? Yes, I was. Well, I served in Germany or I served in here. And I said, well, you know what? You signed on the line and you said, here I am, use me. Just like we do with the Lord. Lord, here am I, use me. And you were willing. But the way the cards fell, you went to Germany, maybe I went to Vietnam. Or you went to here and that other person went to Iraq. You're still to be honored and I honor you. Today, this morning, I honor you and I thank you for your service to this country. And to the people here, I honor you. I thank you for your service. In my book, you're a veteran as well. And so we ask this question. So what is a veteran? I'm serious. A lot of people don't know. And I'm challenging you today, parents. We got all the tools that we need. Take your kids. If they're old enough to understand, take them and sit them down at the computer. Google, what is a veteran? And teach them teach your kids what these men and women, who they are, what they did, and why they did it, so that you'll know that what is a veteran? What do they do? Who are they? What do they have to sacrifice? You see some of these videos and stuff where you see these guys in these foxholes and they're trying to sleep on the top of a truck hood or something like that. They're giving and they're suffering for us. Because if we don't go, listen, if we don't go over there, they'll come here. I would rather fight over there than to have them storming into my house here. We don't want that. Now, we already know we got terrorist cell groups here in the United States, fully operative. We know that. But I don't want to see a major invasion of the United States of America. I'm 66 years old. And you know what? I can still wear this. And I can still fight. I'll still fight. I mean that. I'm a patriot. I'm a veteran. And the reason why I'm a patriot and I'm a veteran, because I'm an American. And I'll defend this country because I love this country. I love the people. And it's worth fighting for. It's worth defending. So if it came to me and said, would you fight? Absolutely. I'll fight. I might not be able to fight as quick, but I can still fight. So what is a veteran? A veteran is someone who at one point in his or her life, now just consider this, wrote a blank check made payable to the United States of America for an amount of up to and including their life. That's honor. And there are way too many people in this country who no longer understand it. So I say to all the veterans, stand tall, walk proud, but do it with humility. And may we always thank God for this United States of America. And I see this young man in the back. He's in ROTC, Recruit Officers Training. He's going to be an officer someday. I talked with him earlier. He wants to be an officer. He wants to serve this country. A young man. I honor you. I honor you. And I salute you. Stand up. That's what an American is. That's a veteran. Willing to sign up, willing to go through 4 years or more of training. And for what purpose? So that he can protect his country. And there's far too few of those young men around. And for the Vietnam veterans that are here this morning, Chúng tôi là Cựu Chiến binh. Chúng tôi là Cựu Chiến binh. That simply means, in Vietnamese, we are veterans. We are veterans. Always, never, and never forget. One of my uncles who served in World War II, he's my hero, 84 years old, spry little guy, still puts in like a 100-acre garden every year. I told him, I said, Uncle Kenny, you're my hero. Him and his brother fought in World War II. And when I was a little boy, He explained to me what a patriot was. He'd served in World War II, and he said to me, "Jack, a patriot is someone who feels a strong support for their country and is willing to die for it if necessary." I remember I was just a little boy, didn't have any shoes on, summer. He was home for a while, and he sat me down, and he talked to me. And he said, "That's what a patriot is." And he said, "Son, I want you to swear to me that when you get older, you'll be a patriot. Will you promise me that?" I said, "Uncle Kenny, I'll promise you anything. I adore that man. He's my hero." And he read the article in the newspaper about, I didn't even call him and tell him about the honor that I received. He read it in the paper. And we were gone. And I called home to get the messages on my answering machine. And it was my World War II uncle. And he says, "Jack, I just read the article about you in the paper getting inducted into the Hall of Fame." He said, "I think the roles have changed now." He said, "I'm 84. And he says, "I'm going to say this to you. You're my hero." So veterans are servants. That's what we do. That's who we are. Patriots do these kind of things. And when they do, they are called veterans. That's you and I. That's who we are. We're veterans. We serve. For so many of us veterans, the war may still rage. There's physical wounds, which gets you a Purple Heart, but there's wounds that lie deep within our subconscious and our emotions. And there's a lot of veterans still fighting a war in their mind and in their emotions. The suicide rate among veterans now is the highest it's ever been. The suicide rate among veterans is the highest it's ever been. And we still have a government that tries to refuse treatment to our veterans. But yet, young men and women still serve. They still go. They're called veterans. Every time that you get a chance, you thank a veteran. Honor them. Let's pray. Father, we thank you for, first and foremost, for the freedom that we have from sin because of who you are, that you are the captain of our salvation, and you are now our commander-in-chief. And Lord, we thank you for the men and women that have fought through centuries, laid down their lives that this country might remain free. And I thank you, Lord, for each man and woman that is fighting right now as we stand in this warm, comfortable place. And I ask, Lord God, that you would protect them and keep them by your mighty Spirit. And Lord, we know that you set the example. You shed your blood. You were wounded for our transgressions. You were bruised for our iniquities. We know, Lord, that you are a true veteran that shed his blood that others might live. And today, Lord God, we just thank you for who you are. Not just what you do, but first for who you are, that you are our healer and our redeemer, our Savior. And I ask, Lord God, that you would just continue to bless each veteran that's in this house this morning and their families and all of those that are still fighting for the cause of freedom. We thank you, Lord, because we are a blessed nation. And I pray, Lord God, that this nation would turn back to you and that we could once again be the people that you've intended us to be. And I thank you and praise you in Jesus' name. Amen. Pastor Tim.
Okay. I know there are many here who have family members who were not listed, and I want to give you an opportunity to recognize that family member. I was able to recognize my grandfather, whom I've never met. He was killed in World War II. My father still has the blood-soaked letter that he was writing to his wife when he was killed. I never met him. But as Jody says, when you put our pictures side by side, there's no doubt he's a Cooper and so am I. And I never recognized how much I looked like him until she did that. I never met my grandfather. But I thank God that I had a grandfather who was willing to serve for his country. He unfortunately made the greatest sacrifice that a man can make, a woman can make, anyone can make. But it's no more than Christ made. Christ did it for all of us. That's the blood that we want to remember. I'm going to ask now, if you have a family member whose name was not listed here, that you would like to recognize, just lift your hand up. Okay, I'm going to bring the microphones around. I'm going to start over here and we'll work our way back over here. If you can't stand up, that's fine. But just go ahead and say their name, what service they were in, and if you know what time period.
Gerald Homer Zimmer, and he was in the Army.
Okay, thank you.
My nephew Tommy Noland, he was in Iraq in the Marine Corps.
Okay. My brother Calvin Nichols, he was in the United States Army, Vietnam era.
My dad was in the Army.
My dad was in World War II, and I had an uncle in World War II. My brother was in just this past few years ago.
You listed my father, but my grandfather's World War II veteran.
Oh, missed Edwin over here. Sorry, Edwin. And we'll come back to you folks. Just keep your hands up.
My brother, Samuel P. Jackson, served in World War II.
You start counting the names and then you start recognizing real quick sacrifices were made just in this church.
The mother and father of this little boy and his little brother, both, well, the mother used to go here, Tiffany Harrison. She's currently serving in Kuwait. And so is her husband, Kenny. They're both sergeants in the Army. And my dad was in the Army, and my two uncles were, one was in the Army and one was in the Marines in the Pacific Theater of World War II.
Thank you.
My father, J.W. Keltner, was in the Korean conflict, and I've got his picture here.
If you don't mind, when we leave here and we go in to eat, please make sure that you put that on the picnic table. Okay, the pool table. We've got a bunch of different photos there. And please make sure you pick up your pictures before you leave.
Great uncle, World War I, two uncles, Vietnam. My dad served in the reserves.
Charles McClister, U.S. Army, Vietnam War.
Douglas McAfee and Philip Sneed.
Dakota Myers, a friend of
my son, and Cherokee. My uncle was in World War II, and my nephew's in the Marines.
My uncle, Craig and Kareen, they're in the Air Force right now, or they were.
My mom's father, Axel Roberts, was Army World War II. I have two nephews, Marines, Patrick and Nathan Dillon, were Iraq and Afghanistan.
I had three uncles in World War II. My mom and dad both were in World War II. I had three brothers that were in the military, and Clyde, he's in the nursing home, and he was, during Vietnam, he was in Korea.
My dad, James Dowell, and his two brothers. My dad, he was a World War II veteran of the Army. I don't know what branch his brothers were. And my mother's two brothers, they were veterans. And my brother, he was Army.
My dad, Brett Crawhorn, was in World War II. His dad was in the Army, and his dad before him. Also, I had three brothers that were in the Army, and these children's father just served in Afghanistan.
I'm going to mention my other grandfather, Albert Leisner. He served in World War II in the Army.
Sherry's father, Wilbur Bottoms, was in the Air Force in the 1950s. My dad served. Roy Stump served in World War II in the Philippines for 4 years. We have people in the family back to the Civil War, Levi Stump and John Holland and people that are just names, but they served in the Army. Thank you.
My dad, Alan Wall, World War II, and I had two brothers in the Army.
My brother, Dan Sweeney, the Vietnam Air, my son, the United States Coast Guard, and my granddaughter, Amanda Williams, the Army.
My son-in-law, Nick Warmoth, was in the Marines in Desert Storm, and my uncle, Billy Turner, was in Vietnam.
My nephew, Terry Ray, Afghanistan and Iraq, and in the Army.
Anyone else?
Yeah, I forgot to mention Gail, her dad, he was in the National Guard.
My mom and dad is in the Army.
Absolutely.
My dad was in World War II. And my grandfather was in World War I.
Hey, little fella. Can you do me a favor? Next time you talk to your mom and dad, will you tell them that we said thank you very much? Will you do that? Okay. Yes. Okay.
I also have two nephews who were in the first Iraqi war. One was in the Air Force, and one was in the Navy.
Anyone else? Okay.
I guess my first husband, he died in Vietnam, and he was in the Army.
Now, Jack, if you tell me your first husband was died.
No, but since Sherry's not here, I'll mention Sherry's brother, Tommy, was a Navy SEAL.
Folks, a lot of sacrifices have been made for this country, haven't they? And we start looking at all the years that have been served just in this small congregation. We are so blessed. We truly are. But I want to read this to you real quick, and then we'll go ahead and head out to go get something to eat. I've been smelling that ham ever since I got up this morning, so it was a dangerous situation. It's a good thing I had to leave early. There's a song out there that's called Scars and Stripes, and I want to read this to you quickly. Dawn is breaking the stormy night. The battle is raging in ruthless plight. Soldiers giving their life for a life, defenders of freedom and right. Bravely they watch as the blazing skies give proof through the first gleam of morning bright. For yonder still waving their symbol of right, Old Glory, the stars and the stripes. Old Glory still stands for a country free, its beauty held high for the world to see. To freedom, justice, and liberty, it's the stars and the stripes forever. From the halls of Pilate, they loudly cried, "We find him guilty. Crucify, crucify." They mock him, crown him, pierce his precious side. Love carries what should have been mine. The sun was darkened, heaven cries. The nails have been driven, the Savior has died. Jesus has given his life for my life. I am free by his scars and his stripes. All glory and praise, I have been set free. By the blood of the Lamb on Calvary, there's mercy, freedom, and victory in the scars and the stripes forever. We're blessed by the blood of Christ. We thank our veterans, but it's by the blood of Christ that we're truly set free. So by that being said, I'm going to ask you right now, is there anyone here who does not know Jesus Christ as their Lord and Savior and wants to make a commitment to Christ today? Well, get on up here then. Maybe not. Maybe next time. Folks, we are so blessed to have this man of God come all the way down. How far are you from D.C.? Six? He's closer there than he is to here. But I want us to bless this man of God. I don't want him to walk away from here without us reaching into our pockets and blessing him. So I'm going to take up a special offering right now. Chuck, can I get you to grab the offering buckets back there? Let's bless this man of God. He did not come down here for this reason. But I want him to leave knowing we care for him and we appreciate him. I know it's a difficult time, Thanksgiving just getting over. Do what you can. If you're going to write a check, go ahead and you can make it out to the church and then we'll write him one check. I just want to thank Jack and Patsy for coming down, being a part of this service. It is the first time I have heard it. And I apologize for not advertising and letting others know about it. That falls on me. But I'll tell you this, if we ever do this again, we'll have this place loaded with some vets. It was pretty good today, but we thank you for everything that's happened here. Brother Jack, come up here one more time, please. As he's walking around collecting the offering, I want each one of you to know, doesn't matter whether you brought anything or not, please stay in fellowship with us. It is so important to take this time and spend time together and just enjoy each other's company. And I'm going to ask Brother Jack to go ahead and ask a blessing over the food.
Let's bow our heads, please. Father, we thank you for freedom. We thank you, Lord, for the fellowship that we're going to enjoy here shortly. We ask, Lord, you'd bless the food that we're about to partake of, and we thank you for it in Jesus' name. Amen.
Amen. We're going to let Miss Patsy and Brother Jack go ahead and go on in. Jody, if you and Lillian would go in and be seated at the same table, they'll direct you as to where to go. Folks, thank you for coming. I hope you're blessed. Continue to pray for our pastor. Thank you much. God bless. Amen.